want you in the home for Christmas. Santa Claus is dead.
Hey, shouldn't you get going? Don't you have lots of toys to deliver to good little boys and girls?
I'm gonna kill you.
Welcome back to the Hat and Fear Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And today we're reviewing Black Christmas, or Black Xmas, which was released in 2006. It was both written and directed by Glenn Morgan. Maria, can you give the people the plot summary?
The holiday season turns deadly for a group of sorority sisters who are stranded at their campus house during a snowstorm. These co-eds better watch out, for a vicious killer is on the loose, and he will not care if they are naughty or nice.
So, Black Christmas, Black Xmas, whatever. This is a pretty much a direct remake from the original. Like, they kept the killer name, they kept the sorority house theme, they kept it where they're marooned. It's just... For me, the major difference it was there wasn't really any side plot. I mean, there was so much like side things happening in that original, like with the final girl being pregnant and considering an abortion, and her creepy boyfriend who was being misogynistic and kind of crazy. This one, we didn't really have that. I mean, the only side plot we really saw was with the sorority sister themselves was Kelly's boyfriend cheating on her, that whole sex tape. And I'm like, that sex tape looked bad. Like, sir, you shouldn't have even recorded this. Like, that was
2006,
bad.
That's all they had.
Well, I guess. Well, not because of quality, because of, like, what the material, the content was, like, did not look enjoyable. Like, this is not something anyone should be reliving. But whatever. But what about you, Maria? What are your thoughts on this movie?
Honestly, I enjoyed the first movie more than I enjoyed this one. I feel like the pacing in this one is slower than the first movie, to be honest. I feel like... Honestly, nothing really feels kind of planned out. It kind of seems like they were just, like, in a room. And they were like, oh, like, let's make the killer obsessed with eyeballs, and let's have his daughter/sister come back, and let's do the whole red herring thing where you think the daughter is, you know, the dad, but then turns out it's not, and then turns out the dad is actually still there. It was just so weird. And then not to mention the whole, like, yellow skin thing, like, whatever it is that was happening with Billy just didn't make any sense. Like, I don't really understand what that had to add to the movie. Besides just, you know, make him stand out. But that was about it. The acting was so... I don't even know how to describe the acting. It was very, like, cringy. And yeah, the whole subplot was, like, the boyfriend... I don't think... He wasn't cheating on her. He was just releasing sex tapes, apparently. I don't know. That's the way... Oh, I mean, that's what he said. He was like, this was before you, which... I guess. And then on top of that, I think Megan was the one who I found this, like, the sex tape, and she was just watching it. She didn't even want to go say something to, like, her sorority sister, like, hey, like, your boyfriend's out here doing things. I don't know. It was a weird plot. Very weird. The kills were okay. I mean, I feel like they were trying to do the whole like torture porn thing. But honestly, I don't even think it felt flat for me compared to, like, other movies. Like, I feel like the whole gore just wasn't it, to be honest. I don't know. It's just this movie just wasn't it for me.
Tawan, what about you? What are your thoughts?
I like this movie. I'm like the opposite of Maria. with the way that she felt about it. I like the kind of story and pacing of this one more than the first one, because I thought the first one was just a little, like, I don't know, it didn't really feel like connected to me because of, like, with the side plots and stuff that were going on, and I don't think I liked much of that part of the first one. It felt like very slow, which I know is still like a product of the times. Like a lot of like movies in general, and especially like horror, were kind of like that. It was more of like that kind of slow burn. But like, I was born in 98. I'm used to, I like this fast paced shit. Like, it felt fast to me. Like, and I like that it all took place in one night. Like, they kept the kills coming, and all that stuff. So it just like felt it felt good. Like the movie itself, like, felt I guess right, in my opinion, the way it went about it all. And overall, I think my enjoyment is increased with this movie because of the actors in it. I like a lot of the actresses that were in this movie, so I think that also like increased it with the cast. I just like a lot of them, and them all being together for like this one thing was it was a good watch for me. I definitely remember like seeing this one when I was younger and liking it, and I still do now. And also, like, it has a bit of a camp factor to it as well. But I will say, like, I didn't really care for the backstory that they gave us regarding like Billy and then Agnes as well. I didn't really care for much of that backstory. It's one of those things that I feel like some writers do where, they try to give us more like backstory on something that nobody asked for. I don't think people were asking for backstory on like Billy from the original Black Christmas. It was just a little more scary for the fact that we didn't know who he was. And the backstory they provided and that we were shown, like, was also like disturbing as well, and really didn't really need to be in there with the whole plot with the mom and all that stuff. Like, it just it, that just added like extra that I definitely didn't care for, and it really felt like, filler content. And I feel like this still could have worked without us knowing who the actual killer was. Like, killer stalks the sorority house. I mean, that could be anybody. So I didn't think that it was necessary to give us all the extra stuff, but it makes it different from the or it makes it different from the original enough, and the fact that it all takes place in the same night, which is why when watching the original, I felt like it was slower because I had only seen this one prior. So when we got all the extra story in the original, I was like, I don't know, I was a little bored at certain parts in it because it just, I really didn't care for a lot of what was going on. And I could probably say the same about this one, where some of the characters, like, did I really care about them? No, but I was here to see a slasher movie, so like, I cared about them enough to be like, oh no, like when they died. But I mean, that's kind of with most like slashers, you need some cannon fodder, so I mean, I didn't feel that bad.
I mean, for me, we're going to talk about the scenes, because for me, I feel like the original had all those like good iconic scenes. Like with the original, the first scene that stood out for me was the scene where she's listening to the carolers, and like the it's like close up on her face, and you see the flashing lights. Meanwhile, her friend is being murdered upstairs, and she can't hear somehow. Like, I feel like it was missing moments in like big scenes like that. Like, honestly, I hadn't seen this movie in a long time, and I forgot about the whole incestuous rape subplot. So when it got to that point where her boyfriend just like passed out and then she went and just raped her 12-year-old son. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, what the hell? And then it kind of just went downhill. And then that scene with the girl with the glasses, like, it literally introduced her, went into this flashback, showed us a baby girl, came out of a flashback on her, and I was like, oh damn, is this the daughter? Is she wreaking havoc? Just for her to be murdered a couple of scenes later. And I'm just like, what was the point of that scene? What was the point of that weird, like, edit?
I mean, that was the set, that was the setup of red herring, I felt like, but
Yeah, but we literally only saw that character in that scene. And then we don't see her again until we see her body. So that was pointless.
well, but it was said that she was gonna leave anyway, so like, what else would we have seen of her if she left?
But we had already met everyone else and had all these other interactions with people, and then she just like plopped in 20 minutes into the movie and then disappeared. Like, that was too obvious not to be her.
I mean, yeah, but it kind of gave off the impression that they didn't really care about her anyway from the interaction that they had with her in the house. It kind of gave, like, that one girl that's there, like, she's just kind of there. Like, she didn't really, it didn't really give off the impression that they really cared about her that much. Because, like, no one even went to check on her or anything. They were checking for everybody else, but didn't even think to include her when they were giving, like, gifts and stuff. So I feel like that was just the vibe for that character, and it seemed like she was on her way out anyway.
I don't know, but what about you, Maria? Were there any scenes that stood out for you? Good, bad, or indifferent?
I don't even know. This movie was just not memorable. Like, I agree with what Mark said earlier. The first movie definitely had a lot of iconic scenes. I feel like, I don't know, it's just, I just remember watching the movie and I was like, man, like I feel like we must be like at least more than halfway, and we were barely halfway done. I was like, Jesus Christ, I didn't know there was more. Definitely the whole incestuous subplot was, I feel like it just, I don't know, I feel like they just added that in just more for shock value. Honestly, I feel like they didn't have to be incestuous, I feel like they didn't need to have that. And like, okay, like the scene where the dad dies kind of makes a lot of sense, because that's how, Billy is killing people. And I guess Agnes got that from Billy, but I feel like everything else is just kind of like, we don't need it, I feel like there's definitely a couple things they could have cut out that, I mean, we would have gotten the gist of it, but I feel like we didn't need to see like the whole thing. I still don't understand why he had to be yellow. That still does not make any sense to me either. I guess, I don't even, and I totally forgot that we totally had the scene in the beginning where he was in prison and he just breaks out. Like, all right. And then you just forget about him. And then you're supposed to think, all right, okay, well then. And I think with, because he breaks out. So you're assuming, all right, he's probably doing the killings because they showed him in the beginning. And then, like, halfway through the movie, they introduce Agnes and you're like, okay, like this girl probably has something to do. She feels like an afterthought, I guess, Like,
See, I almost thought that, like, she was one of the sorority sisters. I thought it was leading to Heather possibly being Agnes, and like Billy was coming to get her, like some weird Michael Myers type shit. But like, I think they want us to think all of those prison escape scenes were flashbacks. But it didn't play that way. You don't think so?
Because
I
I
think
didn't
that
think that.
I think that's what they wanted us to do. I think that was the intention.
I don't think so, because like it was this, it was Christmas night.
Yeah, but it could have been like people do weird Christmas shit all month long. It could have been a. I think they wanted to stick it with a flashback in a Billy hat where they were just showing us everything because they were just randomly showing us flashbacks anyway.
But yeah, but all the flashbacks were when they were younger. Everything like when he was an adult, like I don't think that was what they were trying to do there.
Well, what else do you have, Maria? I'm sorry.
I guess I think the only sequence I really liked was when they were whoever the fuck killed those two girls that were in the car. Because you know you kind of just you know like watching from inside the house, you don't know if they're dead, and then I guess you would think being outside and being inside the car that they would be safe, and they weren't. I don't remember how they died. Jesus Christ. But I just remember actually liking that scene, and I thought the visuals for it were good.
Well, what about you, Tuan? Any scene stand out, good, bad, or indifferent?
Yeah, I also did like the sequence of when the house mother and Heather were trying to leave, and like they both got killed, mainly because I feel like if you do a horror movie in like Christmas or like winter, somebody has to die by a fucking icicle. So when the house mother died that way, I was like, okay, like they did that. Another sequence I guess that I did like was when Melissa got like captured by Agnes and she like broke out of it and was trying to escape like through from the window in her room, and she got killed by fucking by the so what I'm looking for the ice skates getting thrown at her head. That was a good like sequence. And I also guess like the ending sequence as well, like when Kelly and Lee were trying to get out the house, but Agnes and Billy like they had like Kelly trapped and Lee had to like break her out through the wall and almost got like captured herself. I thought that was pretty good as well. And yeah, I'll probably say that was about as far as like scenes that I liked. Scenes that I disliked, obviously the fucking incestuous ass rape scene with the mother and Billy, because honestly that wasn't needed. Like whoever came up with that specific part of the plot, like they didn't even need to do all that. Agnes could have just been Billy's sister. Like there is no reason for the rest of that. Like it doesn't make, like yes, it makes me feel bad for the child, but in that moment, but the rest of it, like past that point, it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Like Agnes could have easily just been his sister from the new dad in the household, and that would have made even more sense as to why he attacked her in the first place, when he did when they were kids.
Yeah, specifically with that side plot, it kind of just it does what Halloween would do the next year. It gave us too much backstory on a mysterious killer, and we don't need that. Just have an interesting mysterious killer. You don't have to dissect every aspect of that killer's life, and I feel like that's where it just became like weird. Like it became like Flowers in the Attic for no fucking reason. And but oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, and I feel like that's a point where I will agree with you in regards to like certain remakes and stuff. Like, yes, it's fine to like build on aspects of these like older movies if you're going to remake them and add things on, but certain parts, like I feel like just certain people need to know what certain parts aren't needed, and that was just one that like wasn't needed. I feel like they could have went the same route as the original, having a killer that we don't know, and then continue on with the rest of their plot, and it honestly still would have went off most of the same, to be fair, because you really could have taken out, like, Agnes, replaced all the Agnes stuff with just Billy, and nothing much really changes, besides, like, there being an extra person there to get rid of.
Yeah, well, let's move on to the kills. Tuan, were there any kills that stood out for you?
I did mention Melissa's. She was the one who died by getting the ice skates thrown at her. That was a crazy kill. And also, Billy's kill was pretty good too. Like getting thrown off the stairs to the tree topper. That was like a pretty interesting kill. We didn't see it, but I would like to know how that Santa got killed in the beginning, because like whatever Billy did, the pool of blood that was under him was so much, like in that initial kill when he killed that like that Santa and took his outfit, like that was a big ass pool of blood like right under him after he killed him. So I would have liked to know what happened there. Besides that though, the rest of them were, I'm not going to say like they were tame, but the rest of them mainly involved people's eyeballs getting ripped out or stabbed out.
Yeah, the eyeball thing. I'm not a big eyeball. Like, eyeball horror is a big no for me. I will say Billy's kill was pretty good. I did enjoy that one. Heather's kill in the car, only because I was expecting for the person outside of the car to get killed, yeah. Not Heather inside of the car. So that was kind of like a big, like, way to flip it. Billy's mom, that whole sequence was wild. Especially when he ends it by, like,
oh yeah,
getting the cookie cutter and cutting out shapes of her skin and then eating them. Wow. But yeah, those are the only ones that really stood out for me. But what about you, Maria? What kills stood out?
I think the car kill, as I mentioned, because I do agree, like, you would not have expected the person in the car to get killed first. I also liked the dad's kill. It wasn't by Billy, you know, it was by, like, his stepfather. But it was such a brutal way to kill someone, you know? And I liked that they tied that fact to, like, you know, that's how Billy kind of got his MO from, you know, from seeing his dad die. And yeah, the mother's kill was also interesting. You know, it's definitely something you wouldn't have expected either, you know, for him to use the cookie cutter on her skin. I think, the house mother, Barbara, I think her name was, the fact that, you know, she wasn't even actually killed by, like, Billy or Agnes, an icicle just fell on her.
I definitely laughed.
I was like, oh my god. But, yeah, so those were the kill scenes that I enjoyed.
Well, let's move on to the characters. Now, first up, we have Barbara, the house mother, who just died by an icicle. I get why the character of the house mother is needed. You know, we had it in the original movie, and having it played by an actress who was in that original movie, like, I got it, but I don't know why Barbara was there. She could have been, like, away. But what about you, Tuan? What are your thoughts on Barbara?
I thought Barbara was fine, but she was definitely trying to, like, push the Billy stuff, like, a lot on the girls. Like, to be fair, I wouldn't want to celebrate a fucking somebody who like killed people in my house. Like, it pretty sure he has his like tradition and all that. But if the girls don't care about that shit and they don't want to do it, like, why are we forcing these like gifts and all this stuff? Like, it's not necessary. Besides that, though, when they were all kind of getting ready to leave, or they were trying to like leave and all that, I feel like they would have died anyway if they stayed, but it really, I don't think they would have got anywhere if they had left anyway. They probably would have stayed alive though, just to, like to BH, but Billy was already in the car regardless. But there didn't seem to be like any plan in motion, especially with her, like, and also Lee, who was the older sister. Like, she was supposed to be like one of the adults in the situation. I don't feel like she was registering what was happening correctly for me, especially if she was the house mother and like you'd expect her to wanna, like, she was gonna take care of the girls. I don't feel like she was like playing her part.
Any thoughts on Barbara Maria?
I mean, all I can really say is that I liked the house mother from the first movie more than I liked this one. I don't know, she was funnier. She had more personality. I feel like this house mother, she just wasn't really giving, I guess. I mean, she was trying her best to keep the house together. Nobody was really into it, but she was just like, "Come on, guys," you know? And it was just, I mean, yeah, honestly, she didn't really stand out to me.
Yeah, but let's move on to Eve. Now, I put Eve here because she was meant to be a red herring, but like we got like three scenes with her, and I didn't really understand what the point. Like she gave someone a gift, she said goodbye, and then we found her dead. Like, I don't understand. But that's the only reason why Eve is here, because I just wanted to complain about how useless Eve was as a character. So let's move on to Heather. Maria, what are your thoughts on Heather?
Who was Heather?
Heather
Heather
was.
was
Oh,
the
sorry.
girl got killed in a car.
Oh. Nah. I mean, okay, look, like, I get that you want to stay behind and save your sisters, but she had the right idea. Like, we gotta get the fuck out of there. Like, there's somebody going around killing people in the house. And you're all trapped. Like, I understand wanting to save my friends, but like, we're not helpful if we're dead, you know? So Heather was like, "I'm gonna go." And you know what? I think she was also the first one to want to leave too, like when those calls were coming in. And you know, she had the right idea. Like, you gotta get the fuck out of there before things escalate. You're stuck, you know, you're stuck in a snowstorm. And like, you know, you can't really call anybody. All the lights in the house were out, so you know, you just gotta get out.
What about you, Tuan? What are your thoughts on Heather?
Yeah, she definitely had like, obviously the right idea to want to leave. Like, everybody's gonna want to leave in that situation, but you still are missing people. Now, at that point, they saw that Eve was already dead by that point, so they had the right to assume that probably the other sisters that they're not seeing were also dead. So I mean, I don't fault her for wanting to leave. So I would be trying to go too. But they were trying to, they were the some of them were trying to make her look a little crazy though. Like I mentioned earlier with the whole Billy stuff, they were trying to make her look a little crazy, except for that one, one of the sorority sisters. But they're trying to make her look a little crazy. She's like, she didn't want to do the whole Billy thing because like why are we putting this out for a serial killer just because it's like tradition? And like they were kind of going like back at her with that. And I'm like, no, I kind of agree with her because like, why are we, why is this a thing? Like, you know, people love to eventually make light of certain serial killers, like eventually and stuff like that. So, it's definitely not like far from reality, but like she definitely not the crazy one in that situation.
Well, Tuan, let's talk about Kyle. You have any thoughts on Kyle?
He was mad fucking aggressive like the entire time in the movie. Like when he was with the other girls, like of course, like in that first scene we saw him in, he was like all sweet and stuff with Kelly because like they was all booed up in the car or whatnot. But when he was in a house, when he was in a house, he was calling them all sorts of bitches and everything. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is your problem? Like you mad? Hey, like you mad because you about to get caught? That you because you got a sex tape out with a different girl and that's a friend with your girlfriend, like. Like, bro, you already did the shit. Like, why are you being a bitch about it? And he didn't even do anything. Like, you know, he tried to come in there like he's about to help them out for a second, then he just immediately got fucking fucked up by Agnes and got his eye stabbed out. Like, he was high key useless. All he did was just open up the attic so that the rest of them could get up there.
And like, and you know what? Like, he was in Megan's room. Why the fuck didn't he close that fucking window? Like, with the sex
Exactly.
tape. He just, that was so, he was trying so, and he wasn't even trying hard enough to keep Kelly away from the fucking computer. And yeah, he was being aggressive for no fucking reason. Like, he just walked in the house and he was already calling them bitches. And then, like, he yelled at Kelly. He
Yes.
was, I don't even know what the fuck, but he yelled at Kelly. For no reason, it was weird. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Was that your piece on Kyle Maria?
Yeah, he was fucking like awful. Cause they just and on top of that, he was just stupid. Like he was like, what is? I just don't understand. He was already in the fucking room. Why? And he saw that, you know, that Megan had like the sex tape open. And he didn't bother, like, he didn't bother to close the window. Like, they're gonna come in and look for her. She's missing. I don't know. I didn't like him. He was stupid.
I have much to say about Kyle. I just want to say I love Kate Hudson. She's one of my favorite actresses. I don't like anything her brother's in. Like every TV show or movie that he's in, I'm like, I don't want to watch this because he's in it. Like I don't know what it is about him. I just cannot get behind anything that he's in. And I don't find him cute.
What
It
else has
gives
he been
me
in?
he was in a show that I watched, Nashville.
No.
He's also in The Cleaning Lady, but I refuse to watch it even though I hear it's really good because he's in it. Because I don't like his face, you know, I don't like it. Get him off my screen. Maybe if they kill his character off, I'll tune in. But
Funny as hell.
Maria, give us your thoughts. Well, no, not Maria. Tuan, give us your thoughts on Leah.
I liked her character. Like I just like the her presence. Like I don't know, she kind of gave like a not no fucks given, but like she wasn't gonna like take any shit type of attitude. And she could have probably been a better house mother than Barbara was for them if she was there. But she also, like, yeah, she was there to maybe look for her sister, which I get, because like she was expecting her to already have been where she should have been. She knew where to go to try to find her, and now she's in this situation with the rest of them. She was she was standing on business. She was definitely standing on business in regards to not really wanting to leave unless she knew like her sister was like fine. But I mean, I feel like in the back of her mind, she probably knew, like, her character probably knew that her sister was dead, but just wanted to like stay there anyway. But when it came to like the end, like close to the end of the movie and stuff, she was definitely trying to help as much as she could, which I mean she did help Kelly in getting out of the house and almost made it to the end of the movie without dying, but unfortunately she got cut. But what took me out with her character and what made me be like, okay, you made a lot of decent choices and like I thought you were like smarter than this. If you see hear someone like crawling in the fucking interior of the hospital, why are we not alerting people? Or I'm alert, like especially after what we just went through, like it's like fresh, like it's literally the night of, like I'm on 10, like as far as like my nerves probably. So like I'm alerting for the smallest anything. Like I don't know, we need police outside of the room. Like I don't care if they did, like we need extra everything just because of the situation. But we already know if you're in a hospital in a slasher movie, you probably gonna die.
Yeah, only person who survived the hospital slasher movie was Laurie Strode, and she barely made it. So let's go to Kelly. Maria, what are your thoughts on Kelly?
I think like the last final girl from the last movie, I had no idea Kelly was the final girl. I didn't even remember her name until Tawan told me earlier. Like, I don't, she just didn't stand out. She was just kind of dumb. Her and Lee, I'm sorry, but they were both kind of dumb. But Kelly was just, I mean, she was a fighter. She definitely fought, you know, good for her. But I mean, I don't know who the actress is, but her acting was just awful. Like, it was weird because, like, some scenes she would be, like, flat, and then other scenes she would go, like, over the top. And I just couldn't, you couldn't gauge out what exactly she was gonna do. I don't know, it was weird. But Kelly was, honestly, I feel like for most of the movie she was just there until like Heather and the house mother left, when it was basically like Kelly and Lee. And you know they had to do something, but even then, like when they were up in the attic with Billy and Agnes, and you know she was trying to grab Lee. Cause she fell down. Cause I mean, cause I don't know how she did that, but it was, I don't know, it was just so stupid. That scene lasted so long. Lee was dangling and Kelly was just screaming, and it was like you either push her down or you pick her up, one or the other. But I don't
Yeah, she was stupid in that scene.
know, right? She was just grabbing her. She wasn't pulling. She wasn't pushing. She was doing nothing, and then.
No, like TBH, I would have told her to just fall down and let's both go down.
Yeah, see, and that was the other thing, when like when Lee finally falls and then Kelly sees that, I think Agnes was coming after her. It took her so, this girl was for real just gonna like, it took her so long just to like think, oh, I'm gonna go through the hole too. Like, you have no other choice. It's either you get killed or you jump. Like, and it took her so long to make that choice, and then Agnes grabbed, I don't know. Kelly was just there, which is weird for a final girl.
Yes, she was just there, and I'm not gonna lie, up until everyone else was being killed off and we just got to her, I had no idea she would be the final girl. She is
Yeah, I
not the
actually
person I was
forgot.
pegging.
Yeah, I forgot that she was the final girl in TBH. Once it was getting to the end, I was like, oh yeah, it is you. Because for when I was rewatching, I don't know why I had it in my mind that Mary Elizabeth Winstead was the final girl, and then when she died.
Yes, she gives, like, if this movie was made like 4 years later, if it was made now, she would be the final girl. So I was like, it has to be Mary Elizabeth, and then fucking wasn't.
Yeah, it definitely. I feel like it should have been her, 'cause like I don't know how to explain this, but especially after watching Arrow for so long, Katie Cassidy, the actress that played Kelly, she gives TV acting energy in movies. Like I feel like she's acting for TV every t and everything she's in. It doesn't feel like movie acting. I don't know how to explain that.
That might be why she's always in a remake. I mean, we actually have one more remake that she's in that we haven't even covered yet. That I don't know when we're gonna cover it, but like, she
What
was
a
in a bunch
Stranger
of horror.
Calls.
Yeah, she was in a bunch of fucking horror remakes that weren't the best, and TV is her thing, like you said.
Yeah, like it, yeah, and it's like I don't know, and it's like I guess that's the best way to explain it. Like it's like TV acting. Like I don't know how ever to explain it, but that's the best way I can explain like her acting. Like I don't know, it doesn't feel like right in movies, and she just doesn't give. But Mary Elizabeth Winstead, she gives, and she should have been the final girl, in my opinion. Especially after seeing 10 Cloverfield Lane 2 years later, she was so good in that movie.
Yeah, I just felt like for Kelly to be our final girl, it didn't, it wasn't giving final girl energy. Like
It
she,
wasn't.
like Maria said, like up until the very end, like you really didn't pay that much attention to Kelly. So I was just like, this is our final girl. Like, if it would have been Leah, I would have been okay with that. Like, yes, let this old lady live. Let her live. But it wasn't Leah, and I'm just like, why is it Kelly? I just kept thinking, why is it Kelly? But Maria, can you tell us your opinion on Agnes, Billy's sister daughter sister?
I honestly didn't understand Agnes's character and what her purpose was in the movie, besides being like a random plot twist. 'Cause like, the whole incest, again, as we've been saying, was unnecessary, but like, it's like we saw her for like, what, two scenes when they introduce her and when she dies, supposedly, and then we see her all the way at the end when you're like, oh, that's definitely Billy, and then it's not Billy, and you're like, oh, that's Agnes, like, and you're like, and it's so confusing because it's like it feels because I think they said that Agnes was put somewhere. I think that she was like in an institute or something, and then like,
Yeah, and she had just got out.
yeah, but they don't show that at all, and it feels like they were trying to they were tr I feel like they were trying to make Agnes into like a red herring slash like plot twist to the movie, but it wasn't set up correctly, I feel like they were just like, oh, we're gonna throw little things here and there and use them later and it'll spice up the movie. But we just did not need that background. And like, I really like what I really liked about the first movie was that you get like an unknown killer. You get like you don't know who it is. And I feel like that's what makes it so scary. Like, you just don't know. And here, I think that's what they were trying to do, like, in the beginning, because they were doing a lot of, like, shots below the face, so you can't really tell who it is. So then when you see, but then once, they give us a background, and you're like, okay. And then you see them, it's just, I feel like it lost its, like, its surprise, Like, they kept bringing up Agnes. So you knew Agnes had something to do with something. I would have, honestly, I would have liked one of the sorority sisters to have been Agnes, but she is also killing, Like, she is actively killing. instead of she just pops up and you're like, oh, okay. You know, it's just, I don't know. Like, they were hinting at her so hard that you just knew that she was going to come out somewhere, somehow, you know? And I feel like just the way they did it was not, just not it. So, yeah.
Tomon, what about you? What are your thoughts on Agnes?
Yeah, at the Agnes, I guess, I don't know, the Agnes part of the movie was kind of weird to me, especially like in the, you know, part, the part that we that was actually happening with the kills and whatnot, because in the beginning, Billy broke out of his facility, like framing himself as Santa and then leaving. Now, I would have just thought that it was Billy doing all the killings and not Agnes. Now, we find out at the end that Agnes was out of was released from her facility. Like, she didn't break out. She was released like a couple of weeks, I think, prior to Billy. And then you know, Billy broke out on his own the way he did. Now, I think what was confusing to me is we like I that's one part that we never really knew. Like, it was that just omission of that, which, yeah, it kind of gives it up, but I mean, the calls were all the calls that they were trying to, like, you know, kind of call back to the first one in a sense, in the original, with like telling us about Agnes and he's coming home and all that stuff. That was like kind of gave it away that it was possibly like Agnes there with him. And I don't know, like, it just didn't, I don't, the Agnes bit just didn't work for me. That's one part that didn't work for me, because why was Agnes needed? It still could have worked without her. And if it was just Billy doing all of this, like, there was no reason to have like two killers. It just wasn't, it just wasn't necessary. Like, it would have been better if one of the sisters, if one, like Mark had mentioned earlier, if one of the sisters, sorority sisters, were Agnes and Billy was coming for them, like you mentioned, kind of like on the Halloween type thing. But with Agnes already was already in the facility, and they and she was just there and assisting. I don't know, like, it just didn't work for me. Speaking of which, when Agnes was on like the calls, why was she able to replicate voices?
That's true. That was very confusing.
That confused the fuck out of me. I was very confused with that. Mark, did
I
you notice
did, and
that?
I was like, what in the screen three is going on here right now?
Yeah, I actually, I don't know why I just remembered that, but that was so weird
Like,
to
I
me.
was like, at first, I was like, is she having them like say stuff before? But then
That's
I'm
what I
just like,
thought.
oh no, this is going to like Scream 3 stupidity like territory. What the fuck is going on right now? And it just, it was, I don't,
Exactly.
this movie had so many weird like choices for everything that just blew my mind. And I was trying not to be like, oh, it's because it's a remake, I'm judging it so hard, but like, there are legit things that just like, didn't make sense overall, and I don't know. And we're gonna move on to Billy. And again, my gripe with remakes is that they give us too much backstory on a previously mysterious character. Like, we should have just. Like, leave the character mysterious. But like, I, and then why did he have jaundice? Why was he yellow? Like, what was the point of that?
It was no point for that. That out of everything in this movie, that's what confused me the most. Because I'm like, what was the reasoning? What was the reason?
I'm
And
like, you
it
just
looked so
gave
ugly.
him some type of ailment, and now like I it's one of those tropes from old movies that I don't, I'm not really big on, tropes gotta be anime at the end tropes, but like the trope of the bad guy being in a wheelchair or missing an arm or having some kind of physical ailment. Like, I don't understand why that has to be a thing. There was no need for that man to have jaundice. And I feel like, I'm gonna say I agree with you, Tawan, when it comes to the pacing and the kills and the shortening of the story, this movie is better than the original. But when it comes to the killer and killers themselves, I think the original is so better because they did it in a way where
I'll
you
agree.
thought the boyfriend in the original was the killer. Like after he found out about the abortion and you saw how like misogynistic and like crazy he was over it, you were like, okay, this motherfucker could be the killer. Like he could be out here killing people. And so then when he gets killed and it's like, okay, it's cool, but then we're left with the breathing at the end, and it's like, oh, that wasn't Billy. And the fact that they didn't know who the killer was made it so much better. But then you go into this one and there's a we have to leave presents under the Christmas tree for Billy so he doesn't kill us. There's the legend of Billy, the urban legend of Billy, and it's just like, why do we have this? This wasn't earned in any fucking
Exactly.
way. Like, if this was picking up from the original movie and it's flash forward 30, 40 years, I would get it more. But this did. And Billy didn't even do most of the killing. Like, Agnes was
Yeah.
taking bitches out, and Billy didn't do most of the killing. He killed the Santa Claus, he killed Lee. I don't really know who the fuck he killed. His sister daughter put up more of a fight than he did. I don't know. I didn't like the fact that we didn't know anything about Billy other than his voice, and that our first one made that movie scary. It's like who the and we thought it was Peter, but it's not Peter. And to have all this like backstory and mythology and a jaundiced yellow Peter, I mean Billy, it's like why? Why does he have jaundice? Was that they I feel like they gave him jaundice to explain why he was in the attic. And him being in the attic led to him being raped, which led to his sister daughter. And it's like if you just took all of that out, it would have been fine. What about you, Maria? What are your thoughts on Billy?
I mean, I agree. I feel like, yeah, the whole him being yellow just made no sense. Like, I guess they were trying to find a reason why his mom hated him. But, like, that, I mean, that lady was just generally awful. Like, I don't think she needed a reason to hate her child. And the whole, yeah, the whole thing about him being in the attic. I mean, because I think they had already said that, like, the mom and like the dad, like they had already hated each other, you know? And that her son reminds her of the father, so that's why she already hates him. Like that was already set. Him being like, they were just adding that element of him being yellow as like the cherry on top, which it made no sense. And yeah, and like anger, he also didn't do all of the killings, and don't know, just his. I really liked the first movie where you just didn't know, like, who it is, you know, and that was like, and I like the fact that we could see it in the POV of the killer, you know, like you see him stalking the victim, you see him killing, and I thought that was great, and I feel like they were trying to do something similar here until they were like, oh, actually, we just revealed our villain, and I feel like it kind of took away I feel like it kind of took away like the mystery, and I also feel like it kind of took away like the suspense, you know? Because it's like, because look, not trying to stereotype, but Billy was short, like you know, I feel like Lee could have taken him, because that girl, that lady was in like heels, right? And look, not trying to not trying to say anything, I just feel like if Kelly and Lee really put their heads together, they could have gotten him. Like they like I feel like Billy just got lucky that he was with some girls that were not thinking clearly, you know. And I mean, I feel like, honestly, I feel like Billy was just traumatized, but I feel like Agnes was like a killer. Like that girl was down to murder, which she did. I mean, she murdered everybody, and then I think she ate the eyes. So you know, I feel like Agnes would have been a little harder, but she could have gotten her. And because I think when Kelly was fighting Cookie, because like when Kelly was fighting Billy in the like in the hospital, she was like beating him up with like the crutch. Is that what it's called?
No, she pissed me off. She pissed me off with that, 'cause come on now. And then like she hit him with it like a couple times and then threw it down like she did something.
She did, but okay, but Billy was on the floor, like not getting up and like protecting himself. Like you would have thought, especially the way she was hitting him so lightly. Like, girl, come on. Like you can. And then I don't know. I just feel like I didn't like that they put a face to Billy, because I feel like I would have expected a lot more. And I think that's why they gave him the whole, you know, he's yellow and he's also has a sister daughter. And I feel like they were trying to do that to spice his character up, but it didn't change the fact that Billy was kind of lame. Like, out of all the killers and slashers that we like movies that we've done, I feel like I could take Billy, like, you know, and I'm not fit. You know what I mean? Like, I would take my chances with Billy, you know, out of like even Agnes. Like definitely not Agnes. That girl is a killer, you know. She got it from her dad. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if I was just a little just smart enough, I could take Billy. I don't know, but he's just, I guess it was just very disappointing, you know.
What about you? Could you take Billy?
Whoa, what you saying? No, let me stop. No, but so as far as Billy, yeah, I'm gonna be reiterating a bit, but I definitely agree a lot with what Mark said in regards to Billy being more seen in this one. It didn't leave much of an impact, especially with the fact that Agnes seemed to have done most of the killing in the movie, and Billy didn't really do much, which also is another reason why I felt like, why were there two of them in the first place? Because I mean, you could have just, all the scenes where Agnes did something could have been replaced with Billy, and nothing really would have changed. So it's just kind of like that addition for and like no reason almost. But outside of that, the main thing that really threw me off with this character was him having jaundice. Like that was just so weird to me. And I was mentioning to Maria before like we started recording that like if you're listening, if you've ever seen the movie Sin City, Billy looked like this character, the Yellow Bastard, and I think it made it funny to me in this movie because that character was so over the top in Sin City. So whenever I saw Billy, like I kind of got a laugh out of it, especially because he was so like they turned the saturation up like on him, and he was so like brightly yellow, and it was just kind of like taking me aback a bit with like seeing him. So that was just all a bit weird. And then, they added the calls in this movie, but once again, it seemed that Agnes did most of them, and you couldn't really tell what, like, even if Billy did do like any other calls in this one. I mean, we wouldn't have known because like they kind of blurred the lines of who was doing what. But it, like we mentioned, it seemed that Agnes was doing most of it, and Billy kind of was pushed to the wayside a bit. So I don't know, this is more so the Agnes movie than Billy's story. Billy just had this little backstory, which felt bad for him with that backstory because his mom wasn't shit. Like, she was fucking terrible. Like, if you don't want the child, I don't know, give it up or something. Like, why are you keeping it? So overall, it was the Agnes show. Billy really wasn't running stuff.
Yeah, Billy was not needed in this at all. It would have been better if we believed it was Billy, and then we find out it was actually Agnes. Like, that would have been so much better. Like, Billy was not needed. Like, all the Billy stuff was not. I don't know. I just feel like back when I first launched the podcast, what me and Candy used to do. When we got to movies that we just couldn't agree on, we used to be like, okay, what would we do to make this movie better? And for me, I would just take out
I
Billy.
would just take out Agnes and just replace all of what Agnes did with Billy.
Either or, like, you don't need
Yeah.
both. You don't need that incest story. It could be either
Yeah, we could just say the or he just say
or
he
you.
killed Agnes, like she actually died. He killed the mom.
Or it could have been, or this could have been a direct sequel to the original, and we still have the legend of Billy, and then set it in the 90s because, now it's gonna be, well, it can be the chick never got an abortion, so now her grandkid is in the sorority and now she's being stalked or whatever. Like, it could have been so many different things, and what are you gonna say, Maria?
I mean, well, I agree. I would have liked. I mean, okay, I feel like if we could have kept Billy and Agnes, if they would have done it differently. Honestly, I thought one of the sorority sisters was the one, not Evie, but one of the other ones, I feel like was the daughter. And she was like, yeah, like I'm killing too, and she was over here, killing people one by one. I guess like a Amanda Young kind of thing where she's like in on it, but she pretends that she's not. She's kind
I
of
was
leading
waiting
people.
for
I feel
Heather's
like that would have been
glass eye
cool.
to pop out and to be revealed as
Me
the
too. I was waiting for someone to do something. Or, yeah, I mean, I feel like we also could have done without Billy or Agnes. Or, honestly, I think even a copycat would have been great. Like a direct sequel, but it's a copycat. Like that would have been, just as good as the first one. I feel like we didn't need the backstory. We didn't need Billy's face to be revealed. Because that's, I mean, personally, that's what I really liked about the first movie. And now that I've seen him, I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in both of them. Like, it's just,
You know what, that's,
the fights just
you know,
weren't it. I
that's,
don't
I
know.
think that's what the issue is, Maria. I feel like they're both good in their own ways, but they're also bad in their own ways. The things that I like about the original, I don't like about the remake. And my things I like about the remake, I didn't like about the original. Like the remake, and it's just like, if they could have found a good medium, it would have been perfect. But they're both missing the mark. And it's like, you both, like, individually, you both have something. Just put them together and make one good ass movie. And I just don't know. Like, I think it falls apart with the whole Billy subplot. The whole Billy Agnes, the rape and the incest, that's where the movie falls apart for me personally.
Yeah, I can see that. I actually agree with you with that. There were just some changes made to push the stories together a bit more. It could have been a better film throughout. I just think I probably preferred this one over the first one just because of the pacing and stuff, and also like the kills and me meant like I mentioned earlier, so liking some of the actors and whatnot. So I definitely see your point.
I mean, the actresses were like the who's who of like teen and like young adult movies and TV shows of the 2000s. Like Kate Cassidy was everywhere. Fucking Mary Elizabeth Winstead, you had the chick from Mean Girls, you had
Rachel
the chick who
Trachtenberg.
you had the chick from Trachtenberg who was fucking Buffy's little sister, and then she went on to
Gossip
fucking
Girl.
Gossip Girl. Like the cast was who was the who's who, and for some reason, some of the acting, it was given TV because it was mostly TV people.
Yeah, that's why it should have been Mary Elizabeth Winstead, because she was given.
Yes, Maria, any closing thoughts? I see you came off mute.
No, I mean, I just didn't like the movie. I forgot what I was gonna say
Whoa,
actually,
let's
but
not jump in. Oh no,
I
that
just
jump
too.
ahead quite yet because we have to go over to Tuan, who's going to give us the behind the scenes info and facts. Tuan?
Yes, I can. Black Xmas had a budget of 9 million. And it brought in a box office of 21.5 million. Some interesting facts. Andrea Martin, who played Phyllis in Black Christmas, the original, released in 1974, said in an interview that she hadn't thought about Black Christmas for 32 years, and it came out of the blue when Glenn Morgan offered her the role as the house mother in the movie. The film was market. I'm sorry, that was funny reading seeing that. The film was marketed as a Final Destination movie in Japan. What? Okay. After this film's critical and financial failure, Bob Clark began work on a straight-up sequel to the original film, with Clark as director and Olivia Hussey and John Saxon reprising their roles of Jess Bradford and Lieutenant Ken Fuller, respectively, with Jess being the new house mother of the sorority house. His untimely passing, however, prevented the idea from ever coming to fruition. Aw, that kind of sucks. Amanda Seyfried auditioned for the lead role of Kelly but lost to Katie Cassidy. The filmmakers stated that they turned her down because they didn't want two Mean Girls actresses, Seyfried and Lacey Chabert, to star in the film. Some critics' reactions. The film currently sits at a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. The New York Times wrote of the film, "With the peephole riddle set and a flashback-heavy screenplay, Black Christmas smothers terror beneath the blanket of unnecessary information, revealing too much and teasing too little." The Village Voice wrote, "The product itself isn't so much afterthought as afterbirth, a bloody mess to be dumped discreetly." Bloody Disgusting gave the film 3 out of 5 stars and wrote that the film should not be compared to the original. The site concluded that the film is a pretty good modern slasher. The Los Angeles Times wrote, "Like an ugly tie or a pair of slipper socks, Black Christmas is destined to be forgotten the instant it's unwrapped, gathering dust until the season rolls around again." I mean, they had a point. We're on Christmas season, and look where we're covering.
Well, enough about them. What about us? Maria, Tuan, do we cash or pass Black Christmas 2006? And for me, it's gonna be kind of hard because, like I said, there are parts of this movie that I like, and there are parts that I don't like, and I'm kind of like teetering in the middle. But it's gonna come down to, am I gonna watch this movie again after this review? No. So I'm gonna have to do a pass. It's a pass for me. It's just my biggest gripe, my biggest thing is the unnecessary addition of the incest rape plot. Like, I just don't understand what that was for. Like, you want to expand on the killer's backstory and mythology and whatever. I get that. I get that. But this is what you came up with. And it's only one writer credited. The director was also the writer. So this was all his brainchild. So he needed somebody else there to be like, no, this is not what we're gonna do. And he had no one there to do that, so he did it. And for me, it's a pass. But what about you, Maria? Do you cast or pass?
I pass. It just I'll probably never watch this movie again. If I definitely had to choose between showing someone the first movie or this movie, I'd probably show them the first one. It's just I don't know, I guess it caught my attention more than this one did. This one is just really, it's a lot of things. You know, that I just don't understand. Like, you know, I forgot to bring this up earlier, but that scene where that one girl who was like really drunk and he's like touching her and, or like, or Agnes's, someone is all up on this girl. And it was like, I feel like that scene went for so long for no reason. And I feel like that's, I don't know, I feel like this movie just does this a lot where they add things to it for no reason and they don't come back to it. And it's just like, you know, you can't really do stuff like that.
So I don't know about you. Do you cash or
So
pass?
I will pass.
I will be the odd one out with this one, and I will give this a cash for me. I would watch this again before I watched the first one. I mean the original. Mainly because I could think about this in a bubble outside of the others and just see it as a holiday slasher movie, which I mean, before I saw it, that's all I kind of before I saw the original, which is all I saw it as anyway. That's kind of like my thought process with it. I would probably put this on for like group peeps to watch, and just wouldn't be something to think about. So I think that's my reason why, even though I did have like you know some problems with it and like issues that I thought that they could have went in a different direction or picked a little bit more from the original, like keeping the same kind of pacing and the way they did the kills and stuff in this one. But yeah, I think I prefer this one to the original.
Well, and with those two passes and one cash, we have concluded our review of Black Christmas 2006. Join us next week as we review the last movie in this somewhat franchise, Black Christmas 2019. Now, for those of you who haven't seen this movie, it's completely different from this one and the previous one.
Like
The
completely.
only thing that remains the same is that there's sorority girls and there's a sorority house. Other than that, it's a completely different movie. Don't even know why it has the same name, but we'll get into that more next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Good night. If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Hide and Fear Horror's past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Hide and Fear Horror's on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Hide and Fear Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Tuan Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections. The Hide and Fear Horrors podcast is a Letters to Media production.
Should we do an intro?